And we're here at the Arm & Hammer Museum in Westwood, Los Angeles. I'm Michael Johnson. This is podtech.net. And the festivities are beginning tonight on this evening given by the Fellows Program as part of Film Independent, who's putting on the film festival. We're going to be walking around and seeing who's at the party and what their involvement in the film industry is, and see how the film festival is going so far. So come on and take a listen.
I am Maria Bosi, and I'm the Director of Education for Film Independent.
So tell me a little bit about what the educational component of Film Independent does and what they cover.
We have over 150 events a year, educational events that range from series on directing, where we invite directors to talk about a particular part of their craft. They come along with their creative collaborators. We have a program in the fall that is a huge conference about how to produce and sell your film without getting in school. We have tons of workshops, one-off workshops. We do have directors, producers, and screenwriters labs that are in the Education Department of Film Independent, and they're managed and directed by Josh Welsh, who's here today with the fellows. This is the party for the Film Independent fellows. So we have screenwriting classes, we have documentary, we have started doing documentary courses for 2 years now. So we have it all there.
Now tell me a little bit about the coffee talks that happened today. You had a lot of different aspects of the filmmaking industry and some experts and luminaries from within that. Can you tell me a little bit about how you put that together?
Yeah, I work with a team of four people, and we kind of like, when it's time to decide what are we going to do, usually we start like 3 months ahead and decide, okay, this would be an interesting group of people to have together. Either because they're very different or because they have something in common. So Paul Colleen and I work together putting these coffee talks and deciding who would be in those. Sometimes we start with the moderator, and the moderator brings along people that they like. For example, Billy Ray today, he's friends with Brian Hedgeland, and so Brian was really happy to do it. Or, for example, the actress coffee talk, Rodrigo Garcia directed Nine Lives, and two of his actors were there because they just want to meet again and talk about it.
And that was Joe Mantegna and Kathy Baker.
Joe Mantegna and Kathy Baker are in Nine Lives.
And also Christina Applegate
was there
as well.
Christina Applegate was there, but she hasn't worked with Rodrigo. But Rodrigo, when I asked him to do it, Christina was coming, so it happened that he admired her work. So that's great.
Well, one of the most well-attended ones and the most lively ones was the Composers Symposium as well. Very interesting group of people there. There was Terrence Blanchard and also Thomas Newman and the composer from Narnia. The Chronicles of Narnia. A really lively discussion there led by Doreen from BMI.
So she brings along her entourage of composers.
Well, Maria Bosi from Film Independent, who is putting on the LA Film Festival. Well, have a good time at the party, and much continued success with the festival as it goes along.
Thank you very much.
My name is Josh Welsh. I'm the Filmmaker Labs Manager at Film Independent.
We're here at the one of the Porsche parties, mm-hmm. here at the Arm & Hammer Museum?
Mm-hmm. Arm & Hammer.
Right here in Westwood in Los Angeles. You run the Fellows Program as part of Film Independent. Tell me a little bit about that.
At Film Independent, we have different programs that we do throughout the year. Several different programs that all, in different ways, serve the same aim. They're talent development programs for filmmakers, for writers, directors, and producers working in independent film. And recently, some of the programs are the Filmmaker Labs, which I run. We also have Project Involve, which is a diversity program. We have Fast Track, which is for alumni of the festival and our other talent programs. And all of these programs we've recently brought under the umbrella of the Fellows Program. So basically what it is each year we have about 80 fellows going through these different tracks, and we are trying to help them develop their careers as filmmakers, to develop their talents, and to get their projects made.
So is Film Independent a membership organization?
Film Independent is a nonprofit membership organization based here in Los Angeles.
What's its basic mission statement?
The mission of Film Independent is to help grow the audience for independent film, to help cultivate the careers of independent filmmakers, and to promote diversity in the film industry. Those are kind of our three core missions. And the one that I really work on the most, Well, you know, all the programs in some way address all of those missions, but the main one that I'm working on is talent development, promoting the careers of these writers, directors, producers, and also other key people that we have, cinematographers, line producers, you know, production designers going through our programs.
And so what's the most important thing about this year's film festival, the point that you're trying to get? Because it seems like everyone has a little bit of a different theme.
The most important part of this film festival, I would say, you know, in terms of what I was just talking about, this is about growing the audience for independent film, but also for film entirely. You know, the Film Independent really focuses on independent film, but the festival, which we produce, is really about all film. International film, documentary, we have some studio films in the festival. It's a huge variety. We're really, it's really just trying to, you know, we're creating a festival for the entire city of Los Angeles. And the city is incredibly diverse and has, you know, every different type of ethnic background and community, and it's got the studios, it's got the indies, so we're really trying to be a big umbrella for all of those groups.
Is it kind of tough being that the city is so immersed in the film industry? Does it make it harder or easier to do a film festival?
Well, that's been the challenge, and in the past, you know, there hasn't been a great festival for Los Angeles. There's a lot of festivals here, and we've all kind of struggled to find that audience, but I think this year, with the move to Westwood and partnering with The Times, it's just been enormous for us. I mean, the audience this year, I'm frankly blown away. We didn't know what to expect moving to Westwood, and it's really exciting to see this turn out.
Well, it's a great area, and looks like it's going to be a great festival as well. I know you got a lot of stuff to do, so I'll let you get back to that.
Great.
And thanks for being with us on the podcast today.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, my name is Alexander Sebastian Lee, and I am a member of Project Involve, which is a program for minority filmmakers. We get a mentorship, and I am a documentary filmmaker. I spent a year in China making a documentary about the Shaolin monks in China, who are famous for their kung fu. So I was paired with a mentor named Fenton Bailey, and he's awesome. We have a great working relationship, and I'm just here enjoying the Hammer Museum for the, I guess, what is it called?
The Porch
Fellows
Party.
Film Independent Fellows Porch Party.
Now, tell me a little bit about why you wanted to get involved with Project Involve and what it's done for you.
It was obvious that Project Involve would set me up with someone who was in the industry working as a mentor. And after I finished film school, it's difficult working on a huge undertaking, which is making a movie, because you're basically doing it by yourself. And film is a collaborative effort, so it's good to have that kind of feedback, especially someone who has experience. So I was paired up with Fenton, and Fenton, he's produced over 40 projects in a period of 10 years. So I was very, very fortunate because he has so much of that real-world experience that's priceless.
Tell us about your project.
Well, I wanted to go to China because my mother's, actually, she's Korean. And even though Korea is a separate country, most of our traditional culture comes from China. China is considered the motherland of all traditional Asian cultures, like Korea or Japan. So I also have been doing martial arts since I was a child, doing Taekwondo specifically, and I thought that I saw a documentary on TV about the Shaolin monks, and that was it. And if you see the way these guys train and their dedication and the spiritual aspect is just so incredible.
Well, it is legendary and has, I think, by sort of proxy, you know, inspired an entire good aspect of the film industry, if you really think about it. You know?
Yeah, Shaolin is the name. I mean, if you look it up in IMDb, you'll come up with over like 200 hits, and it's been used so many times. It's legendary.
Well, it's kind of been a cultural device for Chinese film as well for many years.
You know? Definitely.
So what did you cover in your film?
Basically, I followed four people from different backgrounds over the course of 1 year, and I followed their struggles, their challenges, their heartbreaks, and their pursuit of achieving the true spirit of the Shaolin Temple.
Well, it sounds like a fascinating film, and good luck with that. And is there a website for Project Involve in case someone wanted to find out a little bit more about it?
I'm going to be making my own website, but for the film itself, it'll be realshaolin.com, www.realshaolin.com. But I will be in touch with Project Involve, and probably by this summer, any developments in the project, Project Involve will know about it. So.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for being with us on the podcast. Enjoy the party.
Thank you.
Cool. My name is Chiedu Ibuniwe. It's Nigerian. My dad's Nigerian. I'm a film director. I'm in Project Involve. You know, I'm Mr. Diversity. I'm of Nigerian, Jamaican descent. I'm gay. So it's like, you know, cover all the bases. I made my movie, my short was about lesbians playing football. So, you know, trying to get, run the gamut with the, all the issues.
Well, tell me a little bit about how Project Involve has helped you.
Project Involve introduced me to Andy Fleming, this wonderful, wonderful film director. He did The Craft, Dick, Threesome, and now he's working on Nancy Drew for Warner Brothers. And he has been amazing. He's let me go see him in the pre-production. I've been on set, and now he's in post. And tomorrow I'm seeing the first screening at Warner Brothers, so I'm extremely excited. It's been a great relationship, and I would not have been able to get to it without Project Involve.
How did you first hear about it?
I heard about it through the membership coordinator, Lori Thomas, who is awesome. You all should really appreciate her. She went to a screening of my lesbian football film at Outfest, and she said, you've got to join Film Independent, and you've got to join Project Involve. And she got me into it. I mean, it's also, given the opportunity to go to this festival, I mean, I, as a struggling filmmaker who has, you know, has a day job, I can't really afford to go to screenings, I can't really afford to get a Westwood Pass and, like, go to events like these. So it's really cool that, you know, I have yet another opportunity where I can network and try to push my scripts and, you know, and sell myself.
And tell me about the lesbian football film.
Oh, the lesbian football film, this poor young woman gets sucked into playing a game of touch football with her ex-girlfriend, a girl she's interested in, and like a bunch of other crazy lesbians. And through the course of the day, she finds out that her ex-girlfriend was cheating on her while they were dating, and there's this horrible dyke drama blowout. There's also a drag queen halftime show. And in the end, our heroine realizes that she's just better than everyone, and she scores the touchdown.
What's the name of the film?
It's called Squeeze Play, and it played in Outfest and in a bunch of festivals, and now it's in Newfest in New York.
Well, best of luck with your film career and with the partnership with Project Involve. It sounds like a great project.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, sir. Pod Tech.
Well, thanks for being with us on the podcast. We're having a good time at the party.
Great. Thanks for the opportunity to talk.